eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the Bama Online Podcast. Travis Ryer, Senior Analyst for BOL. It is a Friday. It is May the 21st, 2021. And on Fridays, we like to check in with our outstanding recruiting analyst for us there at BamaOnline.com. The one, the only, the incomparable Hank South. How about that for an intro heading into the weekend, Hank?
Man, that'll get it going.
Yeah, just don't forget the Venmo. Right. I gave you that information before we hit record on this thing. I think just hook me up there. No, Hank, we always appreciate your time here on the podcast. And we're going to get into a number of subjects today. We're going to talk about some transfer news and some potential news, I guess, on that front for the Alabama football program. We'll get into Ty Simpson, his performance at the Elite 11 in Nashville from last weekend. Some interesting nuggets to come out of that event where Ty Simpson and perhaps another five-star of particular interest for the class of 2022 is concerned. And we're going to go Griswolds with Hank South. We're going to set the roadmap, the June recruiting roadmap, with Hank South for the Alabama Crimson Tide. And we'll also give you a little bit of basketball news on the recruiting front as we get out of here on a Friday. First, though, let's start with the transfer topics, Hank, because I know last weekend you were pretty well knee-deep in transfer news and potential news anyway in the way of TJ Finley, the LSU quarterback previously of LSU, looking to move on from the Tigers, a loaded quarterback situation there in Baton Rouge with Miles Brennan coming back from injury, with Max Johnson emerging late last season as another freshman to go along with Finley behind center, and I guess Garrett Nussmeier, a promising early enrollee now in that mix as well. And I got to say, based on your conversation with TJ Finley, Hank, it made me think that Alabama's very much involved in this situation. You look at Alabama's quarterback numbers right now from a scholarship perspective, it makes some sense that the Crimson Tide would do its diligence where the portal is concerned. What was your main takeaway from that conversation with TJ Finley?
Yeah, you know, I think my main takeaway was, like you said, Bama might be a little bit more involved than people were thinking. You know, at first we got word, I guess a little bit over a week ago, maybe a couple weeks ago, that Alabama was in contact with him. You know, nobody really took it seriously, including myself. You know, I think Henry Toto had just committed, Jamison Williams had just committed. So, you know, you were thinking Bama was maybe wrapping it up in the transfer portal. You know, then I heard again, I guess on Monday or Tuesday this week that Bama was talking to him. So I was like, you know what, I need to check this out. And I was able to get in contact with him. And yeah, you know, he told me he's been in contact with Nick Saban, Bill O'Brien, Pete Golding, who's the Louisiana recruiter. TJ Finley's a Louisiana native. And even Mac Jones, he's been talking to Mac Jones about coming to Alabama. And you know, that he kind of just, you know, talked about the quote that really got the Bama Online message board going was, he said, they want me to come in and compete with Bryce for the starting job. And of course, you know, I mean, most people understood what it was. You know, obviously Bama always, you know, that's their message is, you know, you come in and you compete with everybody. You know, I don't think the starting quarterback position is up for much debate at Alabama right now. You know, I think if this was a move, if anything, it's a depth move, you know, to add a potential backup quarterback that has SEC starting experience. You can't go wrong with that. But no, it sounds like, you know, there's been some pretty consistent communication. He says Bama's one of the schools recruiting him hardest. He mentioned Auburn, Texas Tech, Penn State, Ole Miss. He said a bunch of schools are in the mix. But he did mention, and this kind of reminded me of the Henry Toa stuff, was how much of a solid mentor Nick Saban has been to him throughout this process, just kind of talking about, you know, him making the best decision for himself more than anything, whether that be Alabama or go elsewhere. So kind of another one of these Nick Saban transfer portal advisor moments that you know, maybe is developing. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on him. He said he's not really holding himself to a timeline. He said he wants to get into his next school and you know, get into the playbook and into the summer sessions. So, you know, he mentioned June 3rd, which is that kind of that date that circled for the SEC intra-conference transfer ruling. So we'll see. A lot of people think Auburn may have the kind of maybe in the driver's seat for him at this point, which, you know, they might be. But, you know, he's not naming any favorites and does seem like Bama's squarely in the mix for him.
Yeah, I think there's a couple different ways to look at that comment from Finley that you highlighted there for us about competition with Bryce Young. And look, the Alabama staff at every position is always looking to maximize the day-to-day competition, not only because it gives them more options and at the starter level, but it pushes people to get better. I mean, you think about the quarterback room over the last 3 or 4 years with Mac Jones in there, with Jalen Hurts in there, with Tua Tagovailoa, even Lane Hatcher at one point was a part of that room, and he's gone on to be a starter elsewhere at the FBS level. I think that's probably more of the perspective from Alabama, just trying to strengthen that room in general, just like they would any other.
Right. Yeah. If you even think back to spring of 2018, you know, going into the 2018 season, you had Tua, Mac, Jalen. You get a commitment from Gardner Minshew as well, just future NFL starting quarterback.
Right.
They're always trying to bolster every position group. You know, you have a pretty strong linebacker core this year. You're bringing in Henry Toa. Obviously, you know, that's, you know, he's an instant impact player that can be opposite Christian Harris. But, you know, you think wide receivers done after the class they just signed, the best wide receivers class since 2017. And, you know, lo and behold, they add Jamison Williams. So, yeah, they're always looking to bolster their position groups wherever they can.
And with the intra-conference rule on transferring expected to go away, I think this is probably going to be more the norm. Would you say, Hank, the conference guys that, you know, look, TJ Finley, too, you could almost view him as a class of 21 guy because he just had a free year with the COVID situation. So he still has technically 4 years of eligibility left, could be a developmental guy perhaps. And as we said, you know, strengthen the level of competition in that quarterback room. And we talk about transfers and we typically, again, Henry Toa Toa, Jamison Williams, more of the high profile guys, but Alabama, as you reported for us on BamaOnline.com last weekend, picked up what might be an undervalued transfer as far as the special teams area of the game is concerned, with Jack Martin coming in from Troy. And boy, I guess this is something else that I hadn't thought much about, but we could see more of in the future, is players from the group of five level walking away from scholarship situations to join Alabama as a preferred walk-on. That's a new one for me.
Yeah. No, he said, I caught up with Jack Martin. First of all, it threw me off because I was like, why does Jack Martin sound so familiar when he first committed? Because there was another walk-on punter, Jack Martin, that from Mobile a couple of years back that you know, obviously came to Alabama. But no, we caught up with him. on Saturday or Sunday, I guess, after he announced his commitment to Alabama. He said it was a hard decision. You know, he said, you know, going from a scholarship to a preferred walk-on, obviously, you know, he'll have the chance to get on scholarship later on down the road. Like you mentioned, he has that free year, so he's got several years of eligibility left. But he just mentioned how perfect the situation was that he could come in and, you know, maybe make an instant impact right away, in punting and even kickoffs too. You know, that was what the two things he did at Troy. He did really well at Troy. You know, last year he averaged 46.1 yards per punt. I think he had 8 punts over 50 yards. So certainly bringing in some experience, some talent, and a guy that will probably contend right away to see the field. So yeah, that was another question. You know, right when he committed, it was like, oh well, how do they have the scholarship for this? It's like, well, he's not taking a scholarship. He's coming on a preferred walk on to Alabama. So he'll be there this weekend, set to arrive and get going.
Yeah, Jack Martin with 3 years of eligibility remaining. So this could be more than just a quick fix to an area that needs it. Alabama, while Charlie Scott did a nice job in certain instances, especially late in the 2020 season, Alabama last in the SEC, didn't matter with that offense, but last in the SEC at 38 yards per punt in 2020. Hey, let's talk some quarterback. Let's get back to the quarterbacks and specifically Alabama's five-star commitment for the 2022 cycle, Ty Simpson, up there at the Elite 11 in Nashville last weekend, earns Alpha Dog honors for that camp, edging out Zach Pyron of Pinson Valley, the Baylor commit from the Birmingham area. You look at the reports, I know, I guess Greg Biggins and others for 247sports.com, a big part of that. Do we talk enough about the athleticism of Ty Simpson, do you think, Hank? Because, again, based on the reports, sounds like that area of his skill set gave him the edge maybe over the competition as much as anything else.
Yeah, maybe not enough. I guess, you know, if some people haven't seen his film, you know, you turn on his tape and he's running for his life a lot. His offensive line doesn't give him much help, but he's always creating, you know, big plays out of things that kind of just collapse. So, you know, his tape certainly displays that. But yeah, at Elite 11 in Nashville last weekend, he really just lit it up, both from an athletic standpoint and just overall, just from throwing, moving out of the pocket. They do the spark testing or whatever it is now, whatever it's called. And he scored the highest of any quarterback there, 99.39. I think anything in that 100 range is considered elite. He ran a 4.7 40, 4.25 shuttle, jumped a 34-inch vertical, and just really did everything, you know, our guys wanted to see in terms of, you know, scouting him. You know, he moved outside the pocket really well. He was hitting all his passes very accurate. Everyone talks about how coachable he is. He's very competitive. Obviously, he's a coach's son, so, you know, he kind of soaks that all up, and you know, kind of knows how to carry himself in that regard. So, I think he only helped himself. You know, he's a composite five-star. 247 Sports, I think, has him in the 60s or 70s in terms of, you know, overall. I can pull it up right now. 63 currently. So, you know, I think he only helped himself in that setting. Obviously, he's going to go compete at the Elite 11 Finals. You know, we'll see how he does there. But I think he's you know, kind of cemented his standing in that composite five-star range, and we'll likely see some love in the rankings from 247 Sports as well. If, you know, especially if he does that again, come Elite 11 Finals.
Watching some of those clips from Nashville last weekend, he is a guy that very much at ease at the position. Everything seems to come easily for him. I understand the work ethic and the time he puts in goes a long way in developing that sort of comfort level that he has behind center. He was the Accuracy Challenge winner last weekend, in addition to, as you pointed out, testing at a very high level in terms of his physical attributes and his tools that he has there. Also of interest from Nashville last weekend with Ty Simpson, I guess, Hank, sound like he called a shot with another five-star prospect of note from the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, Walter Nolan, the number one defensive tackle in the country. Greg Biggins did a little recruiting notebook following the event, and they asked him about Walter Nolan. He's in, quote, "Walter Nolan, I'm calling it now. He's coming in with me." So Bama fans got to love that. and Ty Simpson has been saying, he said several times Walter Nolan's a guy he wants to get. We actually talked to Walter Nolan about it earlier this spring, and he said, he's close to Ty. I think they played some sort of youth league sport together. I don't know if it was baseball or football, something. They know each other. They're friends. And obviously Walter Nolan was at a day with Ty back in April. So that relationship is there. We'll see Walter Nolan on campus next month for an official visit, and Ty Simpson should be there as well. He told us this week he's going to be on campus each weekend. So or Ty Simpson, that is, not Walter Nolan, but with that June official visitors weekend, he'll be there as well. So big target of Ty Simpson's that he is working on to try to get to come with him.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Bama Online podcast. When we come back, we're going to lay out what we have to date anyway, the ever-changing June recruiting roadmap for the Alabama Crimson Tide. As Hank pointed out there, Ty Simpson, it looks like, and Emmanuel Henderson, I guess, going to be big parts of that each and every weekend in the month of June. We'll do that. We'll also give you a basketball recruiting update for Nate Oates' program when the Bama Online podcast returns right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back with more of the Bama Online podcast. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, joined by recruiting analyst Hank South. If you haven't already, how about a subscription to the Bama Online podcast? Simple as a click or two. It's free. And if you don't mind, we would greatly appreciate a rating and a review while you are doing that. That would help us out a great deal. Hey, Hank, we want to get into sort of this recruiting roadmap for the Alabama Crimson Tide in the month of June, understanding very much fluid, very much subject to change. I guess in your dealings with this stuff, it literally is minute to minute when you start getting into camps and visits and surprises, people showing up on campus that maybe you hadn't, no one else had heard about. And so we have to throw that out there first and foremost, don't we?
Yeah, it's certainly every day you find out a new date. Either kid's tweeting that he just set plans to camp or take an official visit, or it's constantly changing. And Alabama's set up in a spot where it's pretty easily accessible for most kids throughout the South to get to. Whereas maybe it's a little bit more difficult to get kids up to Michigan or Washington State or something like that. Kids can get to Alabama kind of on a whim. So certainly plans are always changing. Guys are deciding to come up. They're convinced by their friends to come with them, or they decide to switch a visit from maybe Florida to Alabama instead. And so, yeah, it's constantly changing. You always kind of have to keep your head on a swivel, especially this time of year, especially, this year more than ever, with visits firing back up after this long layoff.
I guess the thing that stands out to me, and it shouldn't really raise an eyebrow at this point of the Nick Saban era at Alabama. It's just the wide range of prospects that come from everywhere to visit Alabama in the summer. I'm talking about for camps. You got California, you got the state of Washington, you got Las Vegas, Nevada, Oklahoma, just scrolling through here, Missouri, Texas, you know, it's Ohio, North Carolina. Have we just become desensitized, you think, Hank, to the wide range that the net that this program is able to cast? Again, not even just for official visitors and eventual potential commitments anyway, but just for the camps in the summer.
Yeah. Hey, it's everyone using their canceled 2020 Delta E credits to get out there. But
absolutely.
No, I mean, this has kind of been the theme, I feel like, the last few years. And even one guy, June 2nd, I believe he's coming. I know his organization is coming, who he trains with, but Hero Canoe, he's from California. He's playing in California, right?
You got to sign that guy based on the name, Hero Canoe.
He's actually from Germany. He's part of that PPI group that's camped at Alabama before. I think they were last on campus in 2019. But there's a guy named Brandon Collier. He brings kids. He finds the talent in Europe. He trains them. He has camps with them, and he kind of mentors them, and he brings big groups out to the States. And I think he's had guys sign at Notre Dame. He's got guys sign at I want to say West Virginia. So, you know, certainly, you know, has an eye for talent and has a guy, you know, he helps these kids get kind of more exposure. They're supposed to camp at Bama on June 2nd, which is the first camp date. But yeah, you know, it's Jaden Wayne that same day, the five-star defensive end from the state of Washington. You know, obviously you got a lot of your in-state guys. You got your guys out in Georgia, Florida that can make that drive pretty easily. But yeah, it's just, I mean, just in the last few days, we've added a number of names to the list. Arch Manning is coming on June 18th. Steve Wolfong reported that. The nephew of Peyton and Eli Manning, son of Cooper Manning, the number one quarterback in 2023. You got your in-state guys like Curtis Perry, James Smith, another guy, Jaquavius Rasaw, that's coming with those two guys from Montgomery. So yeah, I mean, it's all kind of culminating to that June 25th weekend. If you look at the list on BamaOnline.com, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 five-star recruits, three of which are on official visits that weekend. And then you got guys like some elite four-star guys like Terrence Brooks, Tyler Booker, Nicholas Singleton, several others. So that's kind of the big weekend. You know, I don't think we're going to have that, you know, champions cookout this year with COVID stuff. But if you want to circle something that's similar, champions cookout-esque in terms of just sheer talent, that June 25th weekend really looks to be shaping up to be that kind of event.
You mentioned Jaden Wayne, the five-star strong side defensive end from Tacoma, Washington for the class of 2023. Maybe he'll just bring JT Tuimaloa with him and just drop him off, right? Hey. And then in a couple of years, you go back and get another five-star defensive end from the Pacific Northwest. I think Alabama fans would be fine with that sort of scenario at this point. Go ahead.
No, absolutely. And that's another, you know, we don't even have a date yet for JT Tuimolo. He's supposed to officially visit Ohio State and Alabama, and supposed to, as three others on the West Coast too in the month of June, but he hasn't really announced any plans yet. So, you know, that's something we're still keeping an eye out for. So we'll see which day he decides to do that, if he still plans to do that.
And I guess with Ty Simpson, you've talked about this before. This is why you try to get your quarterback early, right? In January or February, even into March, if you can, because you want to position that guy ideally as the leader of your class. And that looks to be very much the case in June with Ty Simpson, looking to be a regular, it looks like, every weekend in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, it looks like he could really have the kind of that Tua effect that we saw in 2017, where guys kind of just rallied around him, especially, you know, that opening finals, which was just a loaded event of future Alabama players. It was summer of 2016. But, you know, guys like Najee Harris, Xavier McKinney, Vandarius Cowan, all the receivers, you know, Judy was certainly close to them, Ruggs, Devontae Smith. So that he was big in, you know, getting a lot of those guys on board at Alabama. And I think Ty Simpson could be the same. You know, last summer we saw Bama really go on a huge run without a quarterback commit. You know, we saw Drake May flip to UNC early on in 2020. Jalen Milroe came along in the summer, you know, right before the start of the season, flipped to Alabama from Texas. So, you know, it didn't really have a huge impact last year, but also we didn't have really a normal recruiting calendar last year. So now that, you know, we're back in play for in-person visits, you know, where these guys can hang out with each other and kind of have a normal recruiting summer, you know, I think Ty Simpson's impact could be very significant.
So as we head into June here shortly, Alabama sits with six commitments for the 2021 cycle. If I put the over under for number of commitments for Alabama on July 1 at 9.5, would you go over right now or under that number for July 1 coming out of June?
I'm a glass half full guy. I'm going over. I just think this is going to be, you know, with the number of guys coming in, there's always, you know, you can always kind of pencil in two guys that decide to just commit. I feel like, you know, June's always a month we see several commitments. It just always happens. And I'm not, you know, I'm not like projecting anything at this point. I'm not trying to hint at anything I know that's coming that's imminent or anything, but it just tends to happen. And I think this year more than ever, you know, guys are going to get back on the visits. That some guys that have never even really taken a normal visit, they're going to get excited. They're going to really like what they see at Alabama. Most people do. And I think, you know, if they're given the green light, if they have the opportunity, they're going to take it. So I think over would be my bet if I was putting a wager on this.
There you go. Hank South officially over the 9.5 in terms of commitments for Alabama on July the 1st. Hey, Hank, as we get out of here on a Friday, some pretty good news for Alabama men's basketball, potentially at least, is one of the top point guards for the upcoming class here has narrowed his list to five, and it seems like it's becoming a common theme, especially at the guard position. You know, he's top 20, top 30 type overall players in the country at the guard spot seem to have a lot of interest in Alabama men's basketball these days.
Yeah, Bama offered him a while back. I believe Brian Hodgins leading that recruitment. But Dior Johnson, the five-star point guard, number one point guard in the country, a one-time Syracuse commit. He reopened his recruitment. He put out a top five on Thursday. It had, you know, schools you can expect like Kentucky. But then you get, you know, you got Alabama, Oregon, Washington, and then I guess it's the NBA L, the Australia.
Australia. Yeah. Pro Australia League.
So that's kind of a new thing we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of new things lately, like outside of basketball, kind of just to dip back to football again real quick. I saw Jaden Blue, I think he's a five-star running back. He's a top 100 running back for sure, committed to Texas. He opted out of his senior season just because he didn't, you know, he didn't want to risk injury for his senior year. He wanted to get ready for college. So We're seeing all sorts of new things with these kids in terms of, you know, what they're doing to get ready for their future. But yeah, you know, Dior Johnson put out that top five. You know, we're trying to get him on the phone for an interview. Sometimes these big time kids are pretty popular, especially basketball. They're kind of harder to get on the phone sometimes. But we'll see kind of where he's what's going on with Bama, what he's hearing from the staff. But, you know, it's just a kind of the theme with Nate Oates and this staff. You know, they are recruiting at a very, very high level. They've got a lot of five-star guys interested in them, certainly with how they performed this year and the guys they're bringing in. So it's a good time for Alabama men's basketball.
The 6'3 point guard from Corona, California, Dior Johnson. Hank, as always, we appreciate you taking the time here with the Bama Online Podcast. Certainly appreciate your great work for us there at BOL. Always a wealth of information and insight for us on the recruiting front. And with that, Hank, we hope you have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. Same to you, Travis.
All right. For Hank Sal, Travis Ryer, thanking you once again for joining us on the Bama Online Podcast. Until next time, so long, everybody.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.